The Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes is under pressure this week after a petition was circulated calling for the dismissal of the Institute's director, Pavel Žáček. Now, such petitions are not uncommon in the Czech Republic, and this one, circulated by former dissident Stanislav Bence, might have gone more or less unnoticed had it not been signed by ex-president Václav Havel. Rob Cameron has this report.
Just days ago, Czechs were celebrating the 20th anniversary of the start of the so-called Velvet Revolution, the month of non-violent protests that brought down the communist regime. Coming to terms with that regime can still prove controversial, however. This week, a new petition was circulated by a former dissident named Stanislav Bence, urging the dismissal of Pavel Žáček, head of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. Mr. Žáček, a former student leader from 1989, has been criticised following the publication of a new book naming Joška Skalník, a founding member of Civic Forum, the group that led the Velvet Revolution, as a secret police informant. The book was published without consulting Mr. Skalník on the claim, which he strongly denies. For Stanislav Bence, author of the petition, this was the final straw in a long list of failures.
The aim is for the institute to function properly. At the moment, the way it functions is that Pavel Žáček uses lies and untruths to further his arguments. He tells politicians and other people across the country that without him there'll be no more examination of the past and the institute won't exist. In a democracy, this just isn't possible. State institutions and their directors are replaceable, like all of us are. And Pavel Žáček should not try to play the role of victim or the country's only savior.
Pavel Žáček, for his part, told Radio Prague that the book was about Civic Forum, not Joška Skalník. Claims that Mr. Skalník was a secret police informer working under the codename Goch, said Mr. Žáček, were not new and first surfaced in 1990. Pavel Žáček says those behind the petition are trying to censor the documents in his care.
It's very hard to me to understand the petition. 20 years after the fall of the communist regime in Czechoslovakia, it's like a voice from the past. It's a voice for censorship of archive documents. I think it's very necessary for our research, for our society, to work with these materials, even with materials of former secret police, and to present it. I know it's a very sensitive theme, but we are not here to censor any of these materials.
The Skalník case demonstrates the difficulties for a country trying to face its communist past. Professor Mark Kramer, Director of Cold War Studies at Harvard University and a member of the Czech Institute's advisory board.
He should have been consulted, there's no question, but the issue is whether the book should have been put together at all, and there I think it certainly should have been. It's a legitimate topic of study. And there is certainly room for debate about the tone of it and some of the specific contents, including the identification of this person. But this institute, bear in mind, is only a couple of years old, and it's undoubtedly going to have some problems at the beginning because it's an institute that, by its nature, is going to encounter a lot of opposition.
Pavel Žáček says he will meet Joška Skalník next week to clarify the matter. Speaking in an interview with the weekly magazine Reflex, Mr. Skalník strongly denied having informed on the organisation he helped to create. However, several of President Havel's former aides told Lidové Noviny newspaper on Friday that Josef Skalník had admitted the allegations when they confronted him with them in 1990, and as a result, he was immediately sacked as Václav Havel's advisor.
My thanks to Rob Cameron for that story. The Czech Senate on Thursday...